This is a HeadGum Podcast.
Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte clear liners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you could pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
That's not just the sound of that first sip of Morning Joe. It's the sound of someone shopping for a car on Carvana from the comfort of home.
That's a good blend.
It's time to take it easy, like answering some easy questions to get pre-qualified for a car in minutes.
Talk about starting the morning right.
Just like customizing your terms so your car fits your budget.
Mm-mm-mm.
Visit Carvana.com or download the app to experience car shopping the way it should be. Convenient, comfortable. Ah.
She's like a 10, yeah. You know, and I can't even leave my apartment because of COVID.
Yeah.
And my dipshit roommate, she won't wear a mask, and like, he's like these bags of meat everywhere, and I don't really know where to turn to, man.
I know.
Whoever know, take the bench and a mirror, have a podcast where they help you put your problems on broadcast, give you advice in an audio format. In case you didn't know that, follow you show.
Jake's not as a fucking show.
I found that to be a phenomenal song. That was great. I really liked it.
Yeah. It was really cool and groovy, just like we are. We're just sort of two cool dudes.
It's obviously.
Yeah. The song matched that vibe that I want to put out there. We're a mood.
That was an actual cool
we're
song. That was an actual cool song. And when you described it as being fitting to us because we're groovy, you undid everything that song set up for the show. If you could have been cool when the show started, that would have fit. Do you know what I mean?
I was just saying that we're couple goals.
I know what you're saying.
And that song was kind of
like
that.
Your hair is getting grayer as you're talking.
It was a current mood, I was going to say. And it fit our mood. It fit our mood.
It was a Frye banger. Okay.
And I'm actually going to pour myself a rosé to celebrate. Frye rosé by the seashore.
Now that's groovy.
This guy wants us to give a shout out to his new EP called Cocaine Lemonade, out on all streaming platforms August 7th.
Wow. Two days after my birthday.
Oh, that's right. So not only do you have a birthday this week, but Cocaine Lemonade comes out this week. So pretty exciting August.
Yeah, that's a great August. I might play that shit.
I remember
on
when...
my birthday, at my party.
That guy's name was Sigurd, S-I-G-U-R-D. So maybe he's from a faraway land. Or maybe he's not, and that's fine, too. Yeah. I'm afraid of saying anything wrong, including this word, saying anything wrong. So I'll move on accordingly. Thank
right.
you,
Forget
Sigurd.
You're going to get, for everything that you could get canceled for, it's not going to be saying Sigurd is from a different land.
Holy shit, they're coming after me.
No!
When the quarantine started, I remember all those March and April birthdays thinking like, you sad saps, you guys don't get to celebrate your birthday during quarantine like all of us at a different part of the year. Like your birthday in August will be fine, and then my birthday in January, by that time it's going to be game over. But it looks like we're all going to have quarantine birthdays this year.
Yeah, I guess that's true. I thought the same exact thing. And now quarantine is so normal that I'm just like, yeah, of course my birthday is going to happen during quarantine. This is
right.
this is what life is.
My birthday will happen during life. And that's including a Zoom hangout affair because bars don't exist.
I am not doing a Zoom birthday. I'm just going to go to the park with Jillian and I'll have a beer outside.
That's cool.
That's what I'm planning on doing.
You get arrested.
Come on.
It's my birthday.
I'm turning 35. Christ.
I can't have a beer outside.
I can't have an IPA with the missus. Look, at that guy has a margarita. I know that's a margarita in that to-go cup.
Tasing you? All right. This is If I Were You, the only advice podcast on the internet, hosted by us. I'm Amir.
I am Josh.
Another one of those Monday a.m. recordings, because you got back late night last night, and you were thirsty.
Last night, I was thirsty. I was dead thirsty. I was tired. I couldn't do it. I couldn't hack it. I couldn't hang. But now I'm back. I'm up to 60% after a full night's sleep. I only feel a little sad. 60% of my normal mental acuity, and that's all I need. That's the best it gets, man. That's the best it gets.
So 60 is the new 100.
Yeah. 100 is actually just 60. Yeah. Just cool. Just barely not feeling, failing. That is what I got in English class in 10th grade. It's what I got in algebra class in 11th grade. And that was, and then it's what I got in bio in college.
Right. Yeah. So life today is the D minus you've been getting your whole high school academic career, I guess. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, no, that's true. I did get a lot of D's.
A D. Are you happy when you get a D because you didn't fail, or it might as well have been an F?
It might. I mean, to me, I'm like, I didn't fail. I think that's, I don't think, yeah, no, I was not happy. My parents thought that was failing. I mean, they knew it was failing. It is, it's not technically failing, but it is failing. You know, you shouldn't be getting a D. It's
a D.
High school's not that hard. It's really not that hard.
Yeah, they're trying to make it so you don't get a D. Like, they're begging you to not get D's.
Yeah, they don't want you to get the D. That's not where they want you to be.
B would be great.
Yeah, B goes on the fridge. I got an 85. That goes on the fridge. Okay, that's a fridge grade for me. Yeah. For JT.
Who is the best student of all your siblings? Did anybody have like a 4.0?
Yeah, Rachel graduated number 4 in her class, you know. Wow. Not quite Valley or Sally, you know, but 4 from the top, pretty damn good. Yeah, it's funny when they have like rankings, because like, you know, my sister's ranking, whatever it was, whatever mine was, and then like whatever Micah's was, but the triplets, their rankings were like, it was so easy to compare them because they were all in the same grade at the same time.
Yeah.
And it was just you could just see who was the best student.
My school didn't have rankings. I think that's a public school thing. It's weird that they still have that. They just straight up put a number on your report card being like, you're the 38th best student at this school.
Yeah, it is kind of crazy. And actually, now that I think about it, I don't think my school, because I graduated from a private school, I went to public school for a little bit, but I don't think I knew what my ranking was. And actually, but it was probably top 30, but only 40 kids graduated, so.
That's good. In private school, you pay a lot of cash, and then on the report card, they just put you were third, regardless of where you were. And you're like, that's awesome. I paid tens of thousands of dollars, and I got to read that I was third, whether you are or not.
Yeah. I mean, that's definitely how it works.
And by the way, you're not getting the D's in private school. They'll make sure of it.
No, I got one of my D's in private school, but it was really? It was a it can happen. It can happen. They don't want it to happen.
If you believe.
Mm-hmm. That's the weirdest one. When you're failing in private school, your parents are extra mad.
Yeah, because they're paying for you to fail. In public, it's like, at least I'm not giving you money to fail. In private school, it's like, I'm paying thousands of
you're
dollars.
You're costing my cash. I moved you to this school because you were having problems. And now they persist, and I'm going broke.
And did you feel bad, or were you like, whatever, school sucks, I'm not supposed to do good?
I felt bad. I didn't ever, I definitely always felt bad, but not for very long. I wasn't a good kid. I'm a privileged little shit. I'm a piece of shit.
I was sort of practicing my Zippo lighter tricks, so that's where my focus was.
Yeah. At least I'm good at something, Mom. Lighting my pants on fire. Fuck! No! My JNCOs!
I should at least get a B. I did light the JNCOs. Speaking of B, we have a question about Bitcoin with a B.
Oh, very nice. We are. Yeah,
remember Bitcoin?
I do.
Finally, something that predates our podcast. We'll call this person...
what was the one that got hacked? Goki?
Oh, yeah. Mount Gox.
Mount Gox. Let's call this guy Gox.
All right. It's actually a lady.
Okay. Whoa.
Yeah. Gendered that's much. I know. Really offensive. That's actually really, yeah. really fucked up.
I know.
Actually, it might be a man. The name is sort of, yeah, again, European, potentially androgynous. So we can call this person genderless. Gox. Right. Matthew Gox writes.
No.
You've spoken of Bitcoin briefly before. I believe it was a mere unsolicited advice at one point. Well, I've taken an interest in Bitcoin myself for a lot of reasons, but mainly because our global financial system is in collapse and the dollar sets the standard for that system, and the dollar continues to plummet in value as millions have been printed in the last 5 months, bailing out the rich but devastating the poor and unemployed. So my question is, that's a very thorough recap of what happened in the last 6 months. Do you think buying Bitcoin is a good idea? Do you see it as less of an investment opportunity and more of an escape plan? I'm curious to see what your thoughts are and what the general attitude / acceptance of Bitcoin is in the biz. Hopefully you're not buying shit coins later. Gox.
Okay, Gox. I have not paid attention really to Bitcoin at all since I got in.
It's been going up recently, actually.
Mm-hmm.
As of the time of recording, it's over 11,000, which is a newish territory after it collapsed all the way down to like 3,000 last year.
And it had ballooned up to like 25,000 at one point, right?
Yeah, or almost $20,000. Yeah, it went from like 20,000 down to 3, and now it's sort of in the middle of those two numbers.
Is there... okay, yeah. Well, what are your thoughts?
Well, he asked if it's a good idea. I think it's fun to put... not like any sizable amount of your money in Bitcoin, but like a little bit just to like have fun and be able to track it and be excited when it goes up.
And you can buy in, like you can buy a fraction of a Bitcoin. Like you don't have to have $11,000 to buy one right now, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. There are most apps, like investment apps, let you buy cryptocurrency now because, you can like buy shares and little segments of a Bitcoin. You don't have to, you can buy like $100 worth.
Interesting. Yeah, I mean, it seems like buying Bitcoin or buying shares of it, like, I guess I would advise anyone not to invest a huge chunk of their money in so volatile a stock or a currency. You never know what's going to happen.
Yeah.
There's a documentary on, like, all of the cryptocurrencies that's probably worth watching before you do any of it, too. But if it's just shares and you want to, like, get in and you have, like, an amount of money that you're okay not touching for a long time or not having access to, whether it goes up, down, or disappears
or around,
it doesn't seem like it's that much different than like buying Tesla stock, which is a very volatile stock but is killing it right now, you know.
Right, the general idea is like put the money that you'd be okay losing all of. So like, if would you be okay if Bitcoin went down to zero tomorrow, would you still be able to afford things just as much as you can now or cannot now? Then yeah, go for it.
You have how many Bitcoin? You have 48,000 Bitcoins, right?
So yeah, so I got into it when it was like 32 cents or something. So I bought, I bought 50,000 Bitcoin for like a couple thousand bucks.
Okay.
And then when that ballooned to 20,000, I was a Bitcoin billionaire. Basically, I had like I think 1.1 billion.
Right. Yeah. I was just doing some back of the napkin math. So you were a billionaire.
I was a Bitcoin billionaire from December of 2017 to January of 2018. And then I moved it all to a hard wallet because I didn't want to get hacked. And the darndest fucking thing happened. What? I was have you ever made like chicken stock, like from scratch, like chicken broth? You put like bones and vegetables in a slow cooker and stuff.
Oh, I haven't personally done that, but yeah, Jill's done it. I've seen it done.
Yeah,
I know,
like in a slow cooker.
Right. Yeah.
Right. And I guess it's very good because it's like, you know, it doesn't take a lot of digestive strength, but like,
what happened to your, all what happened nutrients. To your, what
happened it dropped to your in billion? The soup. The hard wire, the hard wallet, the treasure dropped into the soup and it melted. I was ruined.
What, man? I had over $1 billion.
I had a little north of $1 billion worth of Bitcoin. And you can check the ledger. It's called one of history's greatest blunders. You can see exactly where those coins would have been on the universal ledger, this blockchain. So I actually tattooed the numbers onto my ass so that when Uncle Sam, because I'm still paying taxes as though I have that billion, you know?
Right.
So oh my God. Owe close to $400 million in back taxes, and that's cash that I don't have.
And nor will you ever.
Ever.
That is a once-in-a-lifetime. You won the lottery to have that money in the first. You'll never ever. You're ruined.
10 lotteries. Yeah, 10 lotteries. I won 10 lotteries, and I dropped all the tickets into a
you're utterly ruined.
Garbage disposal.
Your great-great-grandchildren will be in debt.
Yeah, so instead of having generational wealth, I have generational debt. Every person that I bring into the world will come in with a negative cash above their head floating forever, and
your babies are delivered by a creditor. They're carried directly to a sponging house.
A creditor and a predator got together and made my children, and now they owe $500 million because their great grand uncle dropped a fucking treasure in a broth. How is that okay? This is such a messed up system. Yeah.
To bear the Blumenfeld name is to bear your great granduncle's shame.
Fire up my ancestry.com. I want to look at this shit again. I want to see into the future, see what the hell's going on. If you scroll down past me, I will also say that there are non-Bitcoin cryptocurrency that you can invest in. Quite easily. Ethereum has also gone up from like the 200 range.
I wonder if I even still have that Delta wallet. You made me invest like $1,000 in those stocks and I lost it all.
That was a weird month. That was about
a
month.
Insane. You were
manic. I was buying altcoins, which are like anybody can make up a Bitcoin, a cryptocurrency.
I just fired up my Delta wallet. So I lost my initial investment. I'm down $1,400 in this fucking venture, but I still have.
That's right.
Yeah, no, I still have 3 shares of Tron.
Yeah. There was this month like 2.5 years ago where everybody was buying like, wait a minute, Bitcoin's at 10,000, but all these new coins are still at like 4 cents, 2 cents, 1 cent. So I'll just buy 10,000 of them, and then when they become worth $10,000, I'll be a billionaire. Most of them disappeared or died.
I read that wrong. I lost $500 on Tron. I have 3,700 stocks. Or 3,700 pieces of Tron. So if anyone's out there listening, just starts buying and selling Tron. Maybe we can manipulate this market.
The best part is like when all that stuff was happening, all these like just crypto dumbasses were like, I read a lot about Tron and it actually makes a lot of sense what they're doing. It's like, do they, or are you just an 18-year-old who's like down to get rich? So like, you don't really know what Tron does. I don't think the makers of Tron know what Tron does.
No one, it was, Jesus, yeah, it's just like fucking penny stocks. It's the market propped on absolutely nothing. Anyone can make these things.
That's right. It was a house of cards, and then
why is Bitcoin any better then? Because more people have bought into it.
Yeah, more people trust it. More people bought into it, and like, there's actual real world applications of it. Like, you're not buying anything with Ripple, but some businesses do accept Bitcoin, and so
my laundromat takes Navcoin. Actually,
really, you have to fire up the Nav wallet and do a fucking load of whites. I did lose close to a $250 billion. At one point I owned 90% of the Ethereum in the marketplace. I strutted around like I was the king.
You were
of this
on a private
world.
Jet as it crashed, and you had been, I guess, so rude to the pilot because you tried to come into the cockpit that he landed the plane when he found out you were in ruin, and he just he booted you from the airport. He just tossed you, Jazzy Jeff style, onto the tarmac.
Uncle Phil style to Jazzy Jeff, you mean.
Yes, that's right.
yeah, so give it a shot. I don't know what apps are good for it nowadays. I still use Coinbase, though I hear they're bad. So do some research into that. Gemini? Yes.
As always, Gemini, when it comes to financial advice, don't listen to us.
Yeah, Jake did, and he literally lost thousands of dollars. So.
Yeah, that's true.
What do I know?
Take it from me, who learned the hard way.
All right, let's take a break. I'm going to check on my altcoins, and we'll be back after these messages. Thank you to Squarespace for sponsoring this episode of our show.
Indeed. Indeed.
Simply put, it's the easiest way to create a professional-looking website.
Couldn't agree more, bud.
That's it.
Yeah.
That's the tweet. no, they do have a lot more than that. It's they have 24/7 award-winning customer support. They have very simple drag and drop technology. You can code, you can design mm-hmm. a professional looking website without knowing much about how the internet works.
You can sell. You can launch and sell product from Squarespace. Yes. That's right.
You can even purchase a domain name through Squarespace. For example, Jake, what can people purchase?
Boneheader.com. Boneheader. It's like,
interesting. That's pretty good.
Yeah. Yeah. It's like if you're a boneheaded person, but you're doing a boneheader of a move. You know what I mean?
What about fitnessnah.com? So it's sort of like a relaxation technique slash way to say damn the man with regards to fitness.
It's a movement about not going to the gym. Fitness.
It's it's an anti-movement, really. No, it's a non-movement movement.
Is anti-movement one? Anti-movement seems like it should be.
I'll have to check it out later. Actually, let me look right now. Antimovement.com is not available. Don't buy that one.
Okay. Yeah, yeah. I wouldn't. But so it's more fitnessnah.com. Yeah, it's more of a fitnessnah thing.
Yeah. Squarespace AI also is a great way to kickstart or update written content on any website. They can generate instant personalized results that know and show your brand identity. Pretty cool there too.
Incredible.
So the way to get in on this action and launch your own website soon enough mm-hmm. is to go to squarespace.com/segments.
Segments.
And when you're ready to launch, you use that coupon code segments at checkout to save 10% off their already low prices.
Beautiful.
Again, check out squarespace.com for a free trial. And when you're ready to launch, go to squarespace.com/segments to save 10% off your first purchase of a website or domain.
Thanks, folks.
Thanks, Squarespace. Thank you to Rocket Money for sponsoring this episode of our program.
Hell yeah.
It's pretty simple. It's a personal finance app that finds and cancels your unwanted subscriptions, and then it monitors your spending and helps lower your bills so that you can grow your savings.
It's perfect. It's for all those subscriptions that you tried and then forgot about, but you're actually paying for and you don't even realize it, folks.
I had, no joke, over $1 million a month worth of subscriptions that I did not need.
That's amazing.
Did not
That's
need.
Amazing. That's so much cash.
I was buying 35 new houses a freaking month on this subscription box that I accidentally subscribed to when I was high.
Bark box. Yeah, bark box.
Yeah, it came with the condos, dozens of them a month. Mm-hmm. And I said, you know what? Let me do a quick little audit. Rocket Money came in and they're like, by the way, you're spending $1.5 million a month. We could probably just cancel this one.
Yeah. Like, damn, and I could use that.
I did.
Incredible.
Yes. Congrats. And you should use that. Rocket Money has over 5 million users and has saved them a total of $500 million. That's almost entirely me. $500 million in canceled subscriptions.
Yeah.
Most of it yours. Saving the average member only $740 a year, which is not as much as the $1.5 million a month that I saved, but still a lot of money to some people.
For sure.
So if you're looking to save some cash, which who isn't, you can stop wasting money on things you don't use. Cancel your unwanted subscriptions by going to rocketmoney.com/segments.
Segments.
There's something in your bank account that doesn't need to be there. Rocketmoney.com/segments will find it and eliminate it.
Whoa. Nice.
Again, that's rocketmoney.com/segments.
Segments.
Take control of your finances today. Mm-hmm. Thank you, Rocket Money.
And we're back. Jake, do you have any?
Oh, it's a little sooner than five. Mom, I'm coming.
Gross.
Not this week, man.
What do you?
Me, yes. Not so much about this reality, but about a virtual reality that I've entered. That's right. I bought an Oculus Quest headset and remote controls. Do you know what that means?
I guess I know what it means in a figurative sense. Your slow decline is complete.
It means I never have to talk to you again.
Right. That's what I thought. You will leave this world for a better one. Yeah.
Yeah. And I don't have to talk to and deal with shit in the reality. I haven't paid my mortgage this month.
Yeah. But that's not real. What's real is VR. And in VR, I don't need you. That's the real world. You're the fake world.
You have real estate. I have virtual reality estate. As in, I can build a mansion with ones and zeros and then live in it virtually for the rest of my life.
What are you playing? What are the games?
Good question. So I just learned about it. I mean, we knew about it because Mars has been touting Beat Saber for years now. But I always thought it was a very difficult thing to get and set up and attach to a PC. So it was like a little bit beyond my pay grade.
Right.
But then my buddy Sean got this Oculus Quest, which is the same headset, but it's not attached to any computer because the computer is built into the actual headset. So you just put on this headset and you're in the universe.
You're already there. Does it come with games in it, on it?
So there's, instead of games, really, there's apps. So some of the apps are free, like a VR chat where you can walk into any world and chat with anybody who's in this world or universe. And there's like rooms that...
How do you chat?
You put on the headset and then it's like, where do you want to go? And it's like the Seinfeld apartment, a cliff in Iceland, underwater, on the moon, in Mars, floating in space. And then as you choose that room, there's other people who have chosen that room anywhere in the world, and you're just floating, walking up to them and talking to them. So like, I'm a giant fucking David the Gnome, and I walk up to someone who's like a Garfield the Cat, and I'm like, hello, what's your name? And it's like, hi, I'm whatever, Mr. Trigger Man from Spain or whatever.
Are you typing or talking?
Talking. It's a built-in microphone video thing. So it's like an old AOL chat room, but come to life.
And you're just talking, that gives me so much like anxiety. I would be so nervous.
Yeah, well, that's one thing you could do is this VR chat. But then there's also like Beat Saber. And then there's also this game I've been playing called Super Hot, which is right up your alley, which is like, you're just in a white void and you see a gun on the ground and you pick it up. And then there's like red robot mannequin men who are like, all have guns in front of you. And they don't move unless you move. So if you go to shoot them, they all go to shoot you. But if you don't move at all, then they don't move. So as you like slowly lift up your gun and point it to his head, he's also doing the same thing to you. But then like if you don't move at all, the bullet comes out really slowly so you can avoid it. And then like as he shoots you, you shoot him in the head and his head explodes and falls down. And then it's like onto the next level. So it's like this John Wick robot shooting in the head game. And also, as you shoot them, they throw their weapon up and you get to catch it with your other hand and like shoot another person. So you're just shooting people in the head, catching their guns, shooting other people, all in like Matrix style, bullet time, slow motion.
Are you standing up? Are you dancing around the room? Like, have you cleared space for all of this?
Yeah, you need like a 6-foot by 6-foot rug that's relatively empty. So that I use it right behind me here.
Have you like... stubbed your foot on a desk at all? Like, are you pretty cautious? Like, you're not jumping around the room?
Yeah, not jumping and dancing, but like I'm reaching for like a machine gun on the floor and I like hit my computer. I'm like, oh shit. It's like very and then I like look up and it's like, oh, I'm just alone in this fucking empty office. And then it's like, all right, back to being the fucking man, this John Wick god violence man.
Do you love it?
I've been having a really, really fun time learning about it, and some of the games are super enjoyable, like this Super Hot game. Another example of a fun thing, once a day there's an NBA game that's broadcast on Oculus VR rooms, or events, they're called it, Oculus events. So you can basically put on the headset, join the crowd, which is like a virtual crowd who's watching this game courtside. So it's as though you're on the floor. You look to the left, you see one basket. You look to the right, you see another basket. You turn around, you see the virtual crowd. And Ben Schwartz, who also has this Oculus headset, was able to join the event and sit next to me. So we're watching this basketball game. That's a real basketball game going on, just like you're watching on TV. But it's as though you're on the court and the players are like running by you. And then if I look to my right, I'm seeing an avatar that's Ben who's looking at me. And we can like talk to each other during this game that's happening.
That's wild. Wait, does the avatar look like Ben, or is it a Garfield thing?
It can look whatever you want. Like, his looked like a pilot with a parrot on his shoulder.
So can you make them look like you if you wanted to?
Yeah. You can choose their outfits for every app. You can choose like the outfit, the hair, the glasses, basically like a me.
Interesting. And the quality of the game, like, does it feel like you're watching on a headset? Are you getting like, I feel like anytime I've worn VR headsets, I like get a little dizzy.
Mm-hmm.
Or does it feel like you're there?
It feels like I'm there. And then I have gotten dizzy before in games where I'm walking. There's like two types of motion when you're walking in a game. One of them is like actually like walking, like smooth motion, and that gets me very motion sick. And then some games have teleport where you're like, I want to go over there, and it just like snaps to you being over there, and that makes you feel less nauseous.
How do you go over there? Do you guide it with your eye? Do you have controls on your hands?
Yeah, you have these two almost like Joy-Cons, like little remotes that you're each have a D-pad, so you're like pressing up and it moves you, and it also has a trigger, so like you're like holding it and shooting it like a gun in games where you have a gun.
Jesus. Yeah. Okay, have you tried porn?
I have not, though I hear good things. I don't know which app porn is, but there's like YouTube VR, so I'm guessing there's Pornhub VR where it's like completely immersive.
Wow. I'm only interested in it for the porn, I think.
Well, that's the thing. The universe is so vast. There's like, there's games, there's apps, there's social media things, there's like YouTube experiences, there's like poker games, there's porn. It's like, it's almost like a new type of, it's not just like a Nintendo where it's just Nintendo games. It's almost like a new type of computer that you can wear.
And I just wish I could like test it. I have to buy this thing, but you're saying there's nothing like crazy to learn. Like, I can just unwrap it, plug it in, put it on my head, and I'm there.
Yeah, that's what I sort of learned recently, which is like, I thought it was too technologically advanced to get into, because like, I don't even have a PC and I don't want to like attach. Whenever I saw Mars set it up at the office, it was very complicated to me. But this is literally just like a headset that you put on and you're in. And like, it throws you into like this yurt in Big Sur. So like, right off the bat, like, you're tricking your brain into thinking you're in the wilderness.
And so it's like, it's picture perfect reality. Like, it really, because I feel like I've done like versions of VR where it just like, it feels like I'm in a video game, and it doesn't like, it feels like I would be getting the exact same thing if I were just watching this on a really nice TV or something.
Yeah. Like, The TV is higher def, so like the image on a TV is sharper, but the fact that it's like you look to the left and look to the right and it's like you're still in the universe, it really does trick your brain into thinking that like for a minute you're not trapped inside your apartment or house. It's like a really good, my buddy Sean is like, this is like the perfect thing to get during quarantine where like you can't move very much. So like, there's an app where you put on the headset and you choose a movie theater and you're like in a movie theater lobby and like there's a bunch of people around, real people. They're virtual selves, but yeah, they're real people in their houses. And you can go into a movie theater and watch it on like a big screen. And you look to the left and right and people are watching this movie with you. And it can even be a 3D movie because the whole thing is 3D.
Wow. How expensive is it? What's the price point? What are we talking?
It's not that expensive. It's about as much as a Nintendo Switch. Let me see. Oculus Quest 64GB is $399.
Okay. That is definitely less expensive than I thought it was going to be. It's not not expensive. It's
not, not expensive. Right. But you don't have to buy a computer. It comes with a computer built in.
Yeah.
And yeah, it's good for, it's also like has like fun fitness types apps as well. So you, like while you're playing Beat Saber, you're sweating a little. And there's other like fitness related apps that let you dance or box or do whatever.
That fitness apps are kind of cool. I do the Peloton app here in my apartment.
Right. I wonder if Peloton has VR, because that's sort of like, if you put this on and get on an exercise bike, must be insane. Oh, yeah.
Maybe a bike would be great. Cause the Peloton apps I do are like core strength ones. So I would be afraid that, like, I would definitely be afraid to do a burpee with a VR thing on my face.
Yeah. It's a little heavy, so I wouldn't want to do like squats with it on my head, but everything else is a little bit of a workout.
I would say I am, I think I'm kind of entirely convinced, honestly.
Yeah. There's no risk if that's what you're worried about. Like, you get it, and if the, at worst, you just don't use it, but like at best, you do use it sometimes, and it's pretty awesome. And the more right. of our friends are on it, the more we can like use the social aspects, like watching a basketball game together or watching a movie. Like, you know, have you done like a Zoom movie night where it's like, I'll watch it and I'll dial up the Zoom or Netflix party and don't pause. And when you pause, I'll talk and all this stuff.
Right.
So this lets you like, I'm in a room with you, so like I can whisper or talk or not while this movie is playing on a in a movie screen theater.
Can the other people that you're in the theater talk, or you like have to be quiet?
Anybody can talk, but you can also mute anybody.
All right. All right. Yeah, I guess the risk is I feel like I don't play my Switch anymore. I got like a month out of it. And yeah. that's not a good ROI on the Switch.
Not a good investment because you never got into a specific game. You just need to get into one specific game. But I think the Quest has enough games and free apps that would keep you interested.
Right. I guess maybe now I'm feeling like the bigger risk for me is that I get sucked in and I don't come back. Can't stream any of this on your Twitch, right?
I think you can because it just has to be on my TV, and the Oculus itself comes with like an app that lets you stream on the phone. So like if Avital is playing Beat Saber, I can see what she sees on my phone or cast it to my TV.
Oh, so you can play these things together. That's nice.
Yeah. Well, I'm not really playing. I'm just watching what she's doing.
Right. Right. That's what I meant. Right.
to play together, I would need to also get a second headset.
And you can do that?
Yeah, you can buy. I mean, you can just buy two headsets.
And you guys would both be there. That's interesting. Okay. Mm-hmm. And if I bought one, me and you and Ben could go to a basketball game?
Yeah, there's one game every day where like you can just sit down and basically feels like you're watching from the third row, and you can sit down next to anybody you want who's also in the theater.
That's crazy. All right, sweet. I'll buy it.
Great. Use my coupon code.
Really? You have a coupon? I figured.
Yeah. Well, the thing actually cost $2.99, but I was going to buy it for you and say it was $3.99. So why don't you Venmo me and I'll send it to you.
Wow, piece of shit.
Don't look
you
that
absolute
up.
Absolute piece of
that
shit.
That one's not good. It's used or some shit. Let me buy one for you. Oh, shit. It just went up. Venmo me $7,000.
Every time a video game or a Dungeons & Dragons thing like gets delivered to this house, Jill doesn't... It's not like she's mad or upset, but she just looks at me with pity in her eyes.
Yeah.
I would be really sad if she came into this room and just saw me dancing in a VR headset.
Yeah, there is nothing sadder. There's a huge disconnect between what you see. You're like immersed in this fucking John Wick world where you're like blowing people's face off, and then like cut to someone watching you, and it's just you're quietly on the floor wearing a headset in your underwear in like a dog position, being like, "Oh shit."
One of the cold opens in Lonely and Horny was this.
That's right. Predecessor. Mm-hmm. That was the OG. That's where I first fell in love.
That's right. You and Mia Malkova.
Mm-hmm. But yeah, highly recommend it. Especially, again, for these times where you're like stuck inside for 90% of your day.
Right. Okay. I'm done. I'm in.
Sick. And I am sick.
No.
I have a low grade fever, 102.6.
So shitty. You have it, right?
All right. Let's try to get to more questions here. Enough selling you on virtual reality.
I'm sold.
Okay, good. This guy has an ugly laugh.
Oh.
So we'll call him Janice, like the lady from Friends with an ugly laugh.
I remember that.
Janice writes, "Hey dudes, a couple years ago I saw a video of myself laughing and I thought, oh my god, I'm an ugly laugher.
Oh no.
It's hard to explain, but I kind of look like an exaggerated version of Jake's Tom Cruise laugh impression in that I retract my head into my neck, creating something of a quadruple chin. My top lip also rolls up, exposing my teeth and too much of my gums. I was horrified when I saw this, but assured that I was just being self-conscious and that laughter is an expression of joy, so no one will notice or care. Fast forward to a week ago, and I was laughing with a group of friends, and one said, 'Has anyone told you that you look weird when you laugh?' immediately.
Oh, that's so sad. Worst fear confirmed. Don't worry, it's just your joy.
Immediately, everyone tried to make me laugh to see my Quasimodo ass face in action, but I was too embarrassed to laugh. So they all dropped it and moved on, but now I feel like an idiot because everyone noticed my ugly laugh. My question is, should I try to change it? Is that even possible to do? Should I just try to embrace my fugly laughing face? Have any of you guys tried to fix a mannerism because it was off-putting to the common man? Thanks for the advice, Ned.
A mannerism feels different. Like, laughter is like an involuntary reflex. Like,
yeah,
that's just... Maybe you can change your laugh. That I think that was a premise of a Jake and Amir, right?
A new laugh? No, it was new voice for sure.
Oh, new voice.
But I don't know.
Yeah.
New voice. I wanted to talk like this.
So do I. I think this is my voice.
Yeah. Can you make that? Can you just talk in a voice your entire life and then have that be your voice?
I think you can definitely change your voice way easier than changing your laugh. Changing your voice is nothing. I could do that.
Laughter is impossible.
Yeah. Laughter is a lot harder.
I once tried to change my smile. Like, I would smile with just my top teeth, and I thought it looked weird.
That, like, and you wanted that to be your smile? I hate it. That's the most chipmunk you've ever looked.
That's what my smile used to be.
Really?
Yeah, top teeth only.
Like, that was just your involuntary smile?
Yeah. Well, I don't know if it's involuntary because, like, when you smile for photos, it's not like it's almost like a smile that you reserve just for photos. You don't actually smile like that.
Yeah.
So then I went like this.
Slightly mouth open. That's what I do. Yeah.
Yeah.
That's
yeah.
Nice. Show all the teeth, both rows, every single one.
It is so stupid to smile. You have to smile. Like, nobody wants to see a photo of you where you're not faking joy. Stand over there and smile. Now look over here and smile. You have to smile.
When did it, like, the earliest photos got it right. That was just like, it was like, hey, we're going to take your picture. Like, just look like you always do. Look normal. Yeah, you don't have to look happy.
Oh, I'm fine today. I don't have to, I'm not just smiling, walking around like this.
Well, I think the pictures most of the time now are like capturing a moment. You're trying to capture a feeling. Yeah. And then like everyone's happy, everyone's having joy. And then it's like, okay, now it's time to pose for a photo.
But stand like, in a row.
Yeah. So it's sort of, but it does the moment a discredit, a disservice if you don't smile because you're like, this is a nice moment. So you have to sell it with the smile.
Say cheese. Tricking your kids into smiling by making them say cheese.
Cheese. I wonder what came first, smiling or cheese? Saying the word cheese.
Probably smiling, because that seems like a natural thing, and cheese is just like a word in the English language. So that's...
I don't know which one came first, and I don't think anyone really could ever prove that fact.
I know why you got a D now, because... You would posit these absolutely moronic questions in the middle of bio, was it? Did you say you got a D in bio?
What came first?
Yeah, my question was about how this cell changes.
The chicken or its leg?
Nice. Taking a bite out of a turkey leg in the middle of class. Yeah, you can't eat that in here.
I like an ugly laugher. I think I prefer that because I feel like when I'm watching somebody laugh ugly, I'm like, wow, that person is fully committed. They are in the moment. There's no vanity there. The reserve is gone. I think there's something beautiful about it. So...
The veil has lifted.
Yeah. Take that in your heart and go forward. I don't think you should change your laugh. I think you should embrace the ugliness because like when you're doing your ugly laugh, that's how your friends and everyone you love will know that they got you to really laugh. Like, you know what a courtesy laugh sounds like. You know what a fake laugh sounds like. Anyone could do that. So this guy could change his fake laugh to being something else. But then your friends are going to be like, yo, you just gave me a courtesy laugh, and I know because your real laugh is ugly, and you look normal when you did that. And then you could be like, yeah, I gave you a courtesy laugh, and you're being an asshole to me right now, calling my laugh ugly, so I don't feel bad about giving you the courtesy laugh. Okay?
Or, what about this?
Or?
The Kawhi Leonard laugh. That way it's sort of like you're laughing, but like you're kind of accidentally shitting yourself at the time, yeah. same time.
And you think that'll be an improvement from his laugh? I can't stand looking at you when you do it. Are you laughing? Or are you constipated? Are you happy? Or does your asshole hurt?
I'm a hot laugher, but an ugly shitter. So when I laugh, I also look like Tom Cruise, but it's not like an impression. It just looks like him sprinting in Mission Impossible 5. But when I'm on the can, I look like a fucking turtle. Like I look like Mitch McConnell. I get glasses and no chin.
I'm on the can, I'm the man. I would love a video of my face while I'm shitting. Thoughts? My birthday's coming up.
What the fuck are you suggesting to me? Do you really think that I can do that? Your birthday. So
I'm not
what?
Suggesting You're... anything. I'm just telling you that my birthday's coming up, and I'm telling you about a gift that I would love to have,
which is a fucking I don't know glory hole. Happen. Picture of you taking a shit, your face while you're taking a shit.
Just my
timing
face
that, up, setting that
locked
up.
Off while I'm taking a shit. A I one can't. By one, perfect square of the face.
And you, that's what you want. You talked about potentially once. Getting, yeah. What about the VR thing? That seems like a good gift. Like it's something that you wanted to dabble in. It's like a pretty expensive price point. Something you're not really willing to pull the trigger on quite yet. Mm. Would you rather have the VR headset or the picture of yourself taking a shit as a square?
I think one of them is a little more thoughtful. I won't say which one, but I will say that I would really love to have a video of my face while I'm taking a shit.
A video now. You want a video. You want a fucking hidden camera video of your face. Not even a picture anymore.
Yeah.
You want like an eight. Yeah. Yeah. Can I frame it up with you knowing it, or does it have to be done in...
I'd like it to be a surprise. I'd like it to be a surprise.
It won't be. It won't be. Your birthday's in 2 days. I can't surprise you with this video. I have to actually convince your fucking wife to take a video of you taking a shit. As a gift. How is it going to be a surprise for you? She's going to be in there.
That sounds like an interesting plan. I was wondering how you would do it, but getting Jill involved would definitely work. There's not a lock on our bathroom.
She would never. She would never do that. Are you insane? And nor should you let her or want that. And then once I have the video, what do you want with that? I have a fucking video file of you taking a dump. That's your gift. Congratulations, check your email, and it's a video of you taking a shit. Your face.
I was going to say, if it's, well, because I want it to be high res, so it'd be, I would do like a WeTransfer or a Google Drive. Okay.
High res, like an iPhone video.
Yeah, 1080 ideally. But I don't want to talk about it anymore because then I won't be surprised. Okay. We're getting too much into the weeds here. And look, if I wake up on my 35th birthday and I have a video of my face while I'm taking a shit, then that's awesome.
Why?
And maybe you do WeTransfer.
Lottie, don't worry about how I'll get you the file. It's not going to happen. And why do you want it?
I don't want it to be compressed is all.
Yeah.
I don't want it to
you'll
be
have
compressed.
It uncompressed. Yeah. I won't I compress the video of you taking a shit for your birthday.
I want it HD. Styly. Okay.
So it has to be more than an iPhone. I have to fucking set up a DSLR in there or something.
An iPhone an iPhone has some really high quality. If you have a DSLR, it would be...
I don't.
Preferred? Okay. Okay. Then why bring it up? Asshole.
I didn't. Oh my God. Now you're mad at me because the video of you taking a shit wasn't fucking shot on a nice Canon. It was shot on an iPhone, which I'm also not going to do.
Okay. Oh yeah, you're not going to do it. I love it. That's perfect because I do want to be surprised. So you're not going to do it. Okay. No expectations.
Yeah. All right.
Birthdays on Wednesdays.
Don't change your laugh. Yeah. Don't change your laugh, but you should change your attitude.
Mm. Wait, me or him?
You.
Oh, fair enough.
Yeah.
Your laugh is beautiful and so are you.
All right. That was our show. That was our ep. If you have your own questions or theme songs, send them all down to ifiwereyoushow@gmail.com. The opening theme song was, I don't know if you remember, it was the Sigurd, Cocaine Lemonade, who's got an EP called Cocaine Lemonade coming out. And this closing one was written by a guy named Eli Schmirin. It's hard to pronounce names. I hope I'm doing it right. He said, everybody should be donating to whatever organizations support Black Lives Matter. But since I think a lot of people know about it, I'd like to plug votesaveamerica.org, where you can take action in different ways to help kick Trump out of office. That would be nice.
Great.
Also, my friend Josh would want me to plug his YouTube channel, but I'm too lazy for that. All right. Thanks, Eli.
Sorry, Josh.
Would you go by Eli or Ellie if it was E-L-I?
Eli.
That's cool. Yeah. Eli Manning style. Okay.
Yeah.
Thanks, Eli. Thanks to Sigurd. Thanks to you guys for listening. We'll be back next week for more of us. Check out the HeadGum Podcast on the HeadGum Network.
Oh, yeah. That's right.
And we're also on Patreon, making new videos every week. You can listen to those as podcasts or you can watch them at patreon.com/JA.
JA, baby.
And we'll be back next week. See ya.
Long time, no time. Ass on that glass. Ass on that glass. Adolf Hitler killed himself, making in history remembers him as a coward, Mickey. Adolf Hitler. Foreskin. Adolf Foreskin.
Listen.
To Jake and
Mirror.
That was a HeadGum Podcast.
Hey there, podcast listener. Good news. We're doing another HeadGum Happy Hour in New York City.
Whoa, that's amazing news. Amir, why don't you tell the folks when and where it is?
Okay, fine. It's Tuesday, May 7th at 7:30 p.m. at the Bell House.
Okay, and why don't you tell everybody who the fucking hosts are?
Yeah, that would be us. It would be, we're hosting it. It's Jake and Amir.
Okay, and how about this, you little piece of shit? Why don't you tell everybody who is going to be performing? Who is this show featuring?
All right, I don't appreciate being called that, but it is featuring Charlie Bardet, Natalie Rotter-Lateman of Exploration
Live. And why don't you tell them who else it's featuring?
Yeah, Millie Tamaras and Elise Morales of the Go Touch Grass podcast, and
some surprise guests as well.
More, yes.
And Mir, why don't you go ahead and close this out now? You say something like, thanks for listening, we'll see you at the show, or something like that. Why don't you go ahead and do that?
I will. It's
can you do that?
So go buy a ticket at headgum.com/live, and we'll see you there.
All right, bye.